Scott City boys hung on the other night for the 55-52 win over the Ulysses Tigers. But more importantly, they get to 1-0 on the year, and they will have a busy slate here with the Rumball Classic Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday night and Friday night at home, and Saturday afternoon down in Garden City here. As we're joined with a couple of the senior players on the show here this evening, we're going to start off with senior guard Austin Tone. And how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Thanks again for joining me here. Yeah, you know, we were talking during the break here. I can't believe this is your first time here. So did you ever imagine you find yourself on the radio?
No.
Nope. Just me talking about your activity on the court, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. But here you are into your senior season, and does it feel weird that it's already you're here, a senior?
Yeah, it went by really fast.
Yep. And what are some things that you've done in the off season to make some improvements here heading into this year?
Just been in the gym, working on my shot, and then lifting a little bit.
All right. And, you know, the other night against Ulysses, that ended up being a pretty good game. You guys built that lead, that 14-0 run, and you were part of that with a big three there. And what was that momentum like in that run in the fourth quarter the other night?
Just felt really good. We were in a rhythm, mm-hmm. just had a groove going, and yeah, we were able to get up and win the game.
Well, what are some takeaways that maybe you've learned from in that game that you're going to apply here ahead of the season here?
We're going to try and slow it down a little bit, kind of play at our own pace. We were pushed a little too much in that last game, so.
Yeah, you know, that's just, you know, kind of probably the experience of being in that moment, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, well, you play three games in 3 days, and against some teams that you probably won't see, well, you won't definitely see for the rest of the year with the Colorado school and two that aren't in 3A in Kansas. But what's it like? What's kind of the excitement? What's the goal that you have in mind as you head through these next three games in 3 days?
Well, we haven't really seen any of these teams before, so we're definitely going to kind of use this as an opportunity to learn, but we're definitely looking for some wins.
How fun is that to start out 1-0?
Oh, it feels pretty nice.
All right. Well, good job here, Austin, and thanks again for joining me. Good job last week as well, and looking forward to this week for you.
All right, thank you.
All right, once again, Senior Austin Tone joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We're going to have him hand the headset over here to another senior. He made his varsity debut the other night, had a few minutes in there, had the basket that he got fouled on, and Alex Rodriguez, right? How are you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining me, and it was your first time stepping on the court for varsity. What was that like when you were called upon there by Coach Gentry to go out there and play?
It felt good. That was my first year ever to ever play varsity.
A little, you know, nerves, adrenaline coming, flowing?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, go through that play. You had your 2 points on. You had the steal and got the layup and foul. Go kind of, what do you remember about that play?
I remember that he went behind the back, you know. Stupid play, but you know. But then I went for the steal and then went up.
Hey, you got the layup and yep. You got the foul and everything. But what are some things that you've worked on here to put yourself on the playing quite a few minutes on the varsity side?
I put in work in the off season, dribbling and stuff, mm-hmm. doing all that. Worked on my shot and everything.
What's probably the strength of your game?
Probably driving.
Driving, yeah. All right. Well, just as long as you don't travel too much, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. But what are some goals, maybe personal and team-wise, that you'd like to see from this season?
I really want to go to state, you know.
All right. Hopefully that works out for you. And, Alex, thanks again for joining me here. Another person making his debut here on the radio. Good job, and good luck to you coming up here.
Yep.
All right, once again, Alex Rodriguez joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware. Now we bring on assistant coach Joey Meyer. And Coach, a great way to start the season last Friday night. I know it almost, in a way, feels like it was a long time ago, but it really wasn't.
Yeah. There was just a lot of big runs. We would have a run. They would have a run. It just never felt like we could finally finish the game. We got up 11 with 2.5 left. Oh, we got this. And boom, we're tied with a minute left. But we finished it out. They had a lot of poise to finish that game.
Yeah, I know they made some mistakes there with some turnovers and whatnot mm-hmm. at the process there, but I think you had to feel like that was a great learning moment for you guys early in the season.
Yeah, some of the guards just got sped up a little bit and threw it on the sideline, got some easy turnovers for them just to make a run, but it's nice to have that poise to be able to finish. And so now we know that down the road that if tight game, hopefully we can pull it out and hit some clutch free throws like Austin did at the end of the game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's, you know, I thought that was a good improvement there from what we saw last year, is the mm-hmm. players finishing off there at the line with those free throws there in the yeah. in the final 20 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, the we left a lot of points out there. It could have been more than it was. We missed a lot of bunnies and easy layups, but we ended up finishing it, so that's always good.
It's pretty good to I guess to see that you do have a lot of depth there at the post mm-hmm. there. You can rotate Carter and you can rotate Ronnie, you can rotate mm-hmm. Gus in there. And Gus ended up having the big night out of the three there with his double-double, 15 and 10. And
yep.
you could just tell that he learned a lot from his freshman year and played it with a lot of experience and really starting to kind of continue to figure things out.
Yeah, yeah. He's more aggressive this year, going to get boards. Even when he was missing his layups, he was getting his next board and going up strong. He was at the foul line a lot. Ronnie got 10 boards. He didn't get it there on the scoring side as much, but he was still going physical and getting the ball. Carter missed a few layups, but he was yeah. still getting open. He was still getting some boards. And then Jackson showed a lot of poise as a freshman that one quarter he was
yes.
in. He went in there, didn't turn the ball over, and controlled it, which is pretty impressive as a freshman.
Yeah, you know, with on the injury side, of course, you had Ronnie playing his first mm-hmm. game in 2 years, and then you had Jace Thomas, who, of course, had the injury from football. Same with Lawson uh-huh. Bailey, who really got cleared a couple
yeah.
of days before. But I thought it was really good that they kind of, you know, those are some mental, maybe some mental things that could affect your play, but they
yeah.
really did not show any signs of having that mental adversity.
Yeah, all three of those kids were really nervous before the game. They had a lot of nerves yeah. built up because Lawson doesn't know if he trusts that knee enough. Ronnie being out all last year, he had a lot of nerves before the game, but still to go out there and play and not do too bad is pretty impressive.
Well, you got three games in 3 days. Tomorrow night it's Coronado, and it's, I mean, they may not have the prettiest of records, mm-hmm. but every time they come in, that's an athletic group that mm-hmm. can score. I think they're 1-2, 1-3 mm-hmm. coming in. And then Friday night, Life Prep, mm-hmm. a team that's looked like on paper have a lot of height.
Yeah.
And then Saturday with Liberal.
Yeah, the first game, Coronado, they play a 5-out, and then they get up and you and press, man press. So we've been working on press all week because Liberal presses the same way. They have a really mm-hmm. physical guard to get up in India. And so our guards are going to have to be really strong this week. And then our posts get a big matchup Friday, which is good. I want to see how our three big boys can go up against some other big guys.
Well, I think it's great early season test here, and should be a fun week here, and nice to get two of those here at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, we're excited. The environment on Friday was fun. Everyone's jumping around, close game. Hopefully we get another one in these three.
It's just hard to believe that actually it was the first time in a couple of years you could allow unlimited amount of fans, and yeah, mm-hmm. It was a great environment. It got loud in there.
Yeah, I was glad to see we got a home win. Last year we didn't get a home win. All our wins were on the road,
yeah.
So it was good to give the fans a good showing.
Absolutely. So this is Coach Joey Meyer joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks as always, Coach, and we'll see you a few times here this week.
Yeah. Thank you, Adam.